we turn from this diabolical recklessness with disgust. 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 We turn from this diabolical recklessness with disgust.
Weapons.
Put away your weapons.
Madman, put away your weapons.
Batman,
put away your weapons.
At Utah Station, sure took a K-N-I-F-E from his pocket.
By all means, keep dying more than you so gone to. By all armies keep dark and turn. Keep dying, old man, he's so bound to be Joshua's spy. Armies keep dark and turn. Keep dying, old man, he's so bound to be Joshua's spy. Armies keep dark and turn.
Saturday, the 15th instance, on the reception of the intelligence at Westminster, Carroll County, Maryland, of the assassination of President Lincoln, the most intense excitement ensued. A meeting of the citizens was called at the courthouse at 8 o'clock p.m., which was presided over by Mr. Francis Schreiber, and was the largest and most respectable in point of numbers ever held in the town. Great bitterness of feeling was expressed against Joseph Shaw, or Schwisch, the proprietor of the Westminster Democrat, a paper in the interest of the rebellion, on account of remarks made in the issue of that week. The editor said, among other things, "Some people hope that Lincoln's life will be spared now, in order that the country may be saved the disgrace of an incoherent vice president. But is there not a slight chance of improvement, in case that Providence should will it otherwise?"
Lincoln's life will be spared now, but is there not a slight chance for
see.